Good morning, Atlanta. This is a second date update brought to you by 1-800-INJUREDTHEBETHUNE Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, we will hook you up with $100. Who do we have the pleasure of having on the line this morning?
Ashley.
Hey, good morning, Ashley. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, so let us know what's going on. Talk to us.
So I'm looking for this guy. I was with him in Puerto Rico, and I thought we was having a little good time or whatever, but I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. He just kind of stopped talking to me. He stopped hitting me up and stuff while we was in Puerto Rico, so I'm just trying to find him, figure out what the problem is, because I feel like it's a big misunderstanding what happened. He left me in Puerto Rico. I mean, we was turning up. I mean, he said he wanted a girl that could party, and I was there, and I was ready to party, and then all of a sudden, he don't want to party no more after, you know.
Did you party in a disrespectful way or something? What did you do something weird?
I didn't do nothing to him. Look, he just said he wanted a party girl, and that's what I gave him.
Oh, so y'all definitely established that beforehand.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So how long ago was Puerto Rico? So I could just have an understanding of the time frame.
A couple weeks ago.
Okay. Oh. And his name is?
LaRon.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to get LaRon on the phone and try to see what's going on, because I'm pretty sure he won't hold back if he actually picks up the phone. We're going to get the number from you, and we'll go from there, okay? Don't say nothing. Put your phone on mute. We'll cue you in when it's time.
All right.
I know what it is.
What?
Man, one time my head went down to Miami, and this girl, she, you know if you're going to trip with a guy, what time it is? I mean, you know, it's 3 o'clock, and 3 o'clock never came, so I had to part ways. I was spending too much money on two people when it was really just one person.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Am I speaking with LaRon, please?
This is he speaking. Marius is calling.
LaRon. This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, shout out. Should be a morning in for more quick. What's up, my guy?
Good morning, LaRon.
Hey, good morning. It's my favorite show. What's going on, guys?
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank so then you. You should know what's going on, man. When was the last time you been on a date, LaRon?
I ain't been on You know what? I have, actually. I just took somebody out of town. I know she ain't calling y'all. I know this ain't that.
No, we just trying to figure out what you got going on.
Yeah, we trying to figure out.
Well, who calling first? Because, you know, I need to know who. Tell me, what y'all calling me for?
Okay. Okay, so listen, we got a segment on our show, LaRon, called Second Date Update, right?
Exactly. Who y'all calling me for?
Okay. Yeah, he say he an avid listener, baby. He say he a fan of the show. He know.
How many chicks you got? You been out the country lately? She said you left her in Puerto Rico, man. Did you leave this woman in Puerto Rico?
I didn't leave her in Puerto Rico. I let her do her thing in Puerto Rico. And when we got off the plane, I told her don't call me no more. That's what happened.
Wow. What happened?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Let me tell y'all how it go. For starters, you know, we kind of kicking the sword. I know that she had a little small habit. I ain't really think nothing of it. I just brushed off everybody do their things. You know, she seen punch.
What kind of habit?
What kind of hat? Yeah.
Cocaine.
Oh, okay. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah. No. Let me finish. No, we can't do nothing without her doing that. But I just, oh, look at my then my turn-up partner. Let me see if she want to go. Out of town with me. I got an extra ticket. You know, we're going to be on the resort for 7 days. So we get out there. You know, we have fun the first night. Second date come around. She done went to find a little chick, and we kicking it. I'm like, oh, man, we vibe. We got the liquor right here. We got, you know what I'm saying, we got everything we need. Us, the bed. And the girl, like, you know, I got a penthouse suite in the top floor. Let's go there. And ass, hot ass, let's go. I'm like, nah, we got everything we need right here. So they convinced me to go. So I go on up there. Mm-hmm. Over the door, I see some guy just looking out the window until the other chick came around with a bowl. That caught his attention. It was a whole bowl of cocaine, like $9,000 worth. I'm like, look, man, you can go. You can just go kick it with them for the rest of the week. I'm chilling, man. I don't like this. I don't want no parts of this. I'll do my own thing.
I don't know. I think you might have put yourself in that position. You told her you wanted to have an ultimate turn up on vacay, and she gave it to you, and you didn't really know what to do with it.
No, you knew she
had a habit. Why you didn't tell her that? Like, hey, you know, I know you do your thing, but I'm not down for it.
Yeah, no, it didn't work for me. Is she on the phone? I know how y'all do y'all second date.
Yeah, she is on the phone, since you already know.
Ashley, what you calling these people for? You know what happened?
LaRon, I'm super confused because you definitely
what you confused
asked
about,
me
man?
About
you know,
the
you
turn
you
up, and I said I could.
Phone,
young lady, is it true about the cocaine? So you hit the cocaine?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Oh, there's a lot wrong with it. You know, and so
did you guys have a three-way? Did y'all ever at any point have a three-way, LaRon and Ashley?
That's what I'm saying. We didn't get a chance to because they wanted to go upstairs to the penthouse with the rich guy with all the cocaine. I just sent it back up there with them.
Oh, yeah, that's a little disrespectful, Ashley, especially seeing as though you flew out there on his dime. You going to leave him for your habit?
Well, he asked her for a turn-up, girl. And if he don't got the type of turn-up, if he don't have the party favors that she need, and then and they found it, you, I mean, he asked her to come turn up, and that's her, those are her, I guess,
so I guess the bigger question is, Ashley, can you not turn up without cocaine?
I mean, I can, but it's more fun with it.
See, my definition of turn up was completely different from hers. You go out there, find a couple chicks, you know what I'm saying? We kick it like that. I don't want to be on no cocaine binge.
He knew exactly why I came down there. He knew exactly how I turn up. And so when I came down there, I don't know, he started acting like a lame.
All right, anyway, tell her off. Check this out, man. I ain't no lame. She ain't got no self-control. It ain't going to be no second date, no $100, man. I'm out. I got man.
God, hold up. Why can't we have our segment back? Why? I know you got to go, but dang. What just happened?
Oh, he's out of
did
here.
Did he hang up? Dang, did he just hang up?
I think he just hung up.
Well.
I just wonder, did you smash the rich guy in the penthouse with the girl? That's all I want to know.
After he left?
Wow.
Wow. Well, that is A-Town. We ain't got to ask. I wanted to ask LaRon, but he ran off.
LaRon is on the run.
I guess we ain't gonna have to worry about that $100 from 1-800 the Bethune Law Firm because y'all won't be getting a second date. So Atlanta, y'all call us up. We got to talk about this one. It's crazy.
LaRon, don't be mad at us. We still want you to tune in and turn up with us.
Man, 404-352-0945. Atlanta, keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. The streets 94.5.